Good morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm out in Lake Tahoe at the Hyatt Regency, and I'm with Allison Ray, the Director of Marketing with FEI Group, otherwise known as Floor Expo. Allison, how you doing?
I'm doing great today, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. I've got to tell you, this is the end of probably your most intense day, so I appreciate you spending a few minutes with me. It's been 2 years since we've done an interview. I wanted to catch up. Just a little background first, though. You are a classically trained marketing person, graduated University of Georgia in international business and marketing. One of your first jobs out of college was with Yahoo. How many years now have you been with Floor Expo?
I am happy to say that I just celebrated my 13-year anniversary with Floor Expo. So I'm a lifer. It's been a great 13 years.
And you serve somewhat the role of an in-house agency marketing consultant for the members. So any of the members that need help in this area of marketing strategy, with a big focus, I think, in some of the electronic tool areas. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. You nailed it. I would like to be the marketing sounding board for our group. I want to be the first phone call they make when they're anticipating a marketing project coming up. I love to brainstorm. My job is to know about things that are going on in the marketing world. I understand that our members are very busy running flooring businesses. It's not their job to know what marketing tools and platforms are out there. So I take that very seriously, but I also have a lot of fun with it.
You know, it's also important to point out that this business, which most people know, Floor Expo, is a successful group of flooring contractors. They're a B2B type of message. I mean, they are calling on other businesses, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We do have a handful of contractor businesses that are working directly with the home buyer or the consumer, but that's right.
You and I have been closely aligned on one topic, and I want to go there first. Many people who listen to these interviews know that I haven't been a strong advocate for a major investment in social media. And as a matter of fact, while Floor Focus does have a LinkedIn site and we do a little bit of Twitter, we also realize that if you're going to do any of that stuff, you need to continue to keep it fresh. And so you need to make the right decisions and allocate resources where they can be most effective. So you just stood in front of this big group today, and I loved it because you started out with, I love it when I'm right. And you showed a Gallup poll that talked about social media. Give us a little bit more detail on that, if you would.
I did. I started off by saying that in 2009, 4 long years ago, we introduced the group to an emerging concept, an emerging trend, and it was social media. But I cautioned our business owners to tread lightly in that area and to really keep their eye on the prize, and that being their website, to certainly experiment with social media. But it was a very controversial position to have at the time because everyone was adopting the Facebook pages and the Twitter accounts and that sort of thing. So, yeah, it was very controversial for me to stand up in front of the group and say, I don't think this is going to be the best investment of your time and resources.
So this Gallup poll got some recent data. I also smiled when I saw it because it was a poll of a certain age group of people that I think most people in this business think are the ones that are completely tuned into social media. They polled a bunch of millennials. And they asked them the question, how much does social media influence what you buy? And 62% of the respondents said it has no influence at all, right?
That's exactly right. The study was released earlier this summer, and it essentially said that consumers are using social media to connect with friends and family, and that in most cases, a Facebook page, a Twitter account will not lead to a sale. Yeah, it was gratifying in a way to see that because we really have championed websites and mobile websites and that sort of thing, and we've leaned away from, and again, not because I wanted these businesses to not have fun. You know, I really just felt like this wasn't for our industry.
So you're saying that if they have limited resources, which all businesses do, then they need to make the investment first in the website. If that be a full-size website, the next investment should be in a mobile site. And then there are maybe two social medias that you say, hey, if you're going to get in the area, there are two you should look at. And what are those two?
That's exactly right. There are two that I felt like are applicable and relevant. The first of that being Google+. The reason is purely SEO. Google loves loves Google. So I think it's a great SEO investment to create a Google Plus page. The second one is Howls. And the reason Howls, people will have to pick and choose. Again, these might not be for everybody. But the reason I think that Howls is so relevant is that they've got 15 million unique monthly visitors. These visitors are looking for ideas and photos on architecture, decorating, interior finish, design. This is where our members, customers are. These are the sites that they're visiting.
And for those of you who may not be familiar with that, that's actually spelled H-O-U-Z-Z, right?
Yep.
All right. So, yeah, we've covered that social media topic 2 years ago, and I got to compliment you on this. The last time I interviewed you, we talked about reputation management. After that, maybe another year later, I went to other major membership meetings of big groups, and they were just starting to talk about that. That's still very important. Give us an update on what's going on, in your opinion, with like Angie's List and Yelp and those types of things.
I still think those are great resources. I think they need to be managed. There certainly needs to be a guru in every company who's responsible for taking care of a site like that. Those bad reviews can be very, very damaging. You know, typically if you've got one bad review, you can bury it with six or seven really, really good reviews. But the reason that's so important is because people are reading online about customer experiences and things like that, and it matters. It has a very big impression on whether or not a customer or prospect will do business with you. I can't say how many of our members are actively using Yelp and those sort of things, but they all realize the importance of if you're going to be there, you've got to stay on top of every post and every comment that's made.
All right, one last thing I want to talk about something that you focus some of your time on is this whole design ed. And it's basically a home buyer's education tool that your members can offer their builder customers. And it sets expectations to the consumer. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
So we want our members' customers, the home buyers, and their builders, remember, to have an amazing home buyer experience from beginning to end. And part of that is educating the home buyer, educating that homeowner. You know, maybe it's someone who's remodeling a home. But to invest in them by telling them things like, your hardwood floors are going to scratch, your carpets are going to have seams, and oh, by the way, here's a website where we have all of that information. It's at your fingertips. Take a look at it for your design center appointment and really spend a few minutes and learn about the products that you're potentially going to be installing in your home. And then also, we've got cleaning care tips on that site. So perhaps once a customer has installed flooring in the home, there's not a lot of reasons for them to go back to that flooring contractor's website, but if there's cleaning care tips and other helpful, useful information, they would absolutely come back because now that contractor is a resource. There's that trust and that rapport that they've built, and I think at the end of the day, it would be hard to argue that design center experience wasn't fantastic.
And this actually changes the whole dimension of what the Floor Expo people are able to do to their customers because it makes them more a partner in the business and less of just a transactional component. Of all the different members of Floor Expo, do they all use you an equal amount or are there some that are more needy than others?
That's a great question. I have felt like in the last probably 10 years or so, there's been a keener interest in marketing in this segment of the industry, which I'm thrilled with. So I am getting more phone calls because, again, they're in business to sell floors and cabinets and countertops and what have you. They're not in business to market the business. That's my job.
All right, great, Allison. Well, it's good to catch up with you. Again, been talking to Allison Ray, who's Director of Marketing with the FEI Group, also known as Floor Expo, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.